Erevin Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4. So we just got finished saying that the basic way to combine a single chatzer with multiple residents is through the Eruv, the common food in one person's home. We said there's a plan B. The plan B is if someone neglected to participate in the Eruv, so he could relinquish his rights and cede them to the other members of the courtyard, in which case, while he can't use that shared space to transfer in and out of, the others could. Now, the question is, certainly when it comes to the Erev, that must be made before Shabbos. The question is, can the bitul reshus, the ceding of one's rights to the other members, happen on Shabbos or only before Shabbos? And that's actually a machlokas, beis hillel, beis shammai. I told you the halacha, we said yes, you could do it on Shabbos, but indeed beis shammai says you may not. The Mishnah says, me'e masai nosten reshus. From when may a person cede his rights to the other members of the chatzer? Beishame omrim meba'od yom. Beishame say only while it's still daytime, meaning on Friday afternoon you could, but on Shabbos you may not. The reason why is because Beishame understand that the giving of one's rights to transfer in and out of the chatzer is like a transaction, is a hakna, is a ceding something specific in a positive sense to another person. And that's like a business transaction. And transactions in general are forbidden on Shabbos. There are two basic approaches to why that would be the case. The first is the famous pasuk in Yeshaya who says you have to refrain from mimto chavtzecha, doing your personal business type matters on Shabbos. The other approach in the Rishonim is that it's a separate gezeira midrabanan. We're afraid that if people did business transactions, which to actually transfer ownership through like some kind of kinyan of anything is not really a violation of Shabbos midoraisa, there's no actual malacha happening. The concern is people will come to do the malacha of kosev, writing things down to memorialize the transaction. And therefore we say no transactions, lest people come to write on Shabbos. So whatever the reason why you can't do a hakna, a kinyan, and a transaction on Shabbos, Beis Shammai say that's what you're doing over here. The person who's ceding his rights is formally doing a transaction, assigning his rights to other members of the chatzer, and that's forbidden on Shabbos. And therefore, the bitul reshus, the giving of rights to others, must be done before Shabbos. But Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel omrim mishechashecha, it may be done even after it gets dark. Meaning, even on Shabbos, the resident of the chatzer who didn't participate in the eruv can still remedy the situation by relinquishing his rights and ceding them to the other members of the chatzer. According to Beis Hillel, the ceding of those rights is not actually a transaction in a positive sense. It's just a siluk. It's just he withdraws his hand, so to speak. He says, I relinquish my rights. I'm not formally ceding them to another person and transfer them to another person as a business transaction, so to speak. Rather, I'm simply just washing my hands of the matter and remove myself from those who have rights to transfer in and out of the chatzer. That being the case, Beis Hillel allows for it to happen on Shabbos, this ceding of the rights, because he doesn't look at it as a transaction, and wouldn't therefore fall under the rubric of Mimtza Chatzecha, or lest you come to write on Shabbos. Again, that's the halacha, like Beis Hillel, of course, that one can do this giving of the rights, relinquishing of rights on Shabbos. The basic way he would do it, just so you should speak it out once, is that the guy who's walking away would say, Rishusi Muvutelis Lachem, my rights in the shared common space is annulled in your benefit. Or Rishusi Kanuya Lachem, he could even say, my rights are really being acquired by you. That's still acceptable, using Lashon Kinyan on Shabbos, because it doesn't mean a real Kinyan, a real transfer. It just means a de facto transfer, since he's withdrawing his hands from his rights, so then there's no one left to assume those rights, but the others to whom he's leaving to collect those rights, if you will. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. It can be done on Shabbos, says Beis Hillel, that's the halacha. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is like a new paragraph. What if, after ceding his rights, this guy then, his actions belie his words? He said he's going to relinquish his rights to transfer into the chatzer, from the chatzer even to the mavoi. So he says he won't do it, But then he goes and does it. He actually transfers from his home into the chatzer, or from the chatzer into the mavui. So his actions belying his words, does that undermine his assignment of his rights and therefore once again restrict the other members of the courtyard, etc., from transferring from their homes into the courtyard? So the Mishnah says, Misha Nasan Rishuso, if a person cedes his rights to the rest of the members of the chatzer, but then Vahotzi, and then he transfers from his home into the chatzer, or from the chatzer into or out of the Mavui. So Bein Beshogeg Bein Bemezid, it doesn't matter, according to this Tana Reb Meir, it doesn't matter whether he does it Beshogeg, he inadvertently transfers from his home into the chatzer, or Bemezid, he just willfully transfers in and out of his home to the chatzer, from the chatzer. Hareza Oser, he once again restricts everybody, since that clearly shows he had no intention of really meaning it when he said he cedes his rights to the others. Now, of course, if he did it b'mezid, that's obvious. If he did it b'shogeg, accidentally or inadvertently transferred from his home, that certainly doesn't belie his original intention. His original intention could have really been to cede it, and then he made an accident. But Rabbi Meir holds, as he consistently holds throughout Shas, that we extend the gezeira on the shogeg, the inadvertent act, atu mezid, because of our awareness that if it had been an intentional act, it would have messed things up. And Rabbi Meir's basic principle is, if we are lenient and sort of let him get away with it this time by an accidental violation, so then next time he will indeed do it intentionally. Maybe he'll claim it was an accident. Maybe he just won't take it seriously altogether because we let him get away with so many accidents, so he ends up doing it intentionally. Whatever the case, Rabbi Meir holds, if you transfer from your home after you've said you wouldn't into the chatzer or to the home from the chatzer, or from the chatzer to or from the mavui, you've undermined your bitul rishus, and now no one can carry. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, "Bemezid oser." He says, listen, it's true if a person willfully transfers from his home to the chatzer or vice versa, he clearly didn't mean it when he said he was giving over his rights, and therefore he'll forbid everyone from carrying there. Beshogeg, but if it was inadvertent, in the case of an accident, eno oser, he doesn't restrict the others. Listen, accidents happen, and that doesn't mean he didn't mean it. He did mean it. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, we don't make a gezeira restricting the accidental act, lest he come to do it, bemezid, intentionally in the future. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that a shogeg does not all undermine what he originally said, and an inadvertent transference into the chatzer from the chatzer does not forbid the rest from carrying. Bemezid, however, it would restrict them. If he did it on purpose, that would forbid them. However, just period. Period. Now, just an important addition, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Shita who hold, and we saw this a little bit before, but I sort of nuanced around it, when we're talking about Rabbi Reuben Gamliel and his instructions, so, from his father, so, if the other residents of the chatzer do transfer into the chatzer before this guy does, so then through like a separate mechanism of chazakah, they've established it as theirs, and he, the guy who was supposed to have relinquished his rights, can't mess them up now. Okay, that was really the pshat before, when Rabban Gamliel was told, "Hurry up and take your stuff into the mavui before that other guy did, the tztuki." So here too, the same idea. Although the Mishnah stands and is true that according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the halacha, if the guy who's Mavato Vashus does it anyways, he messed everyone up. If they transfer into the Chatzer before he does, then he can't mess them up anymore, and they'll be able to still carry for the rest of Shabbos.